Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Life, love, and liberty. It's Monica Matthews.
Well, the Super Bowl of 2020 certainly didn't leave much to the imagination, but probably left many of you trying to explain to your children what Jennifer Lopez was doing on a pole. Okay, full disclosure. I come from a family of immigrants. I come from a heritage that celebrates the sensuality of women. My house has never been a place of prudishness or otherwise embarrassment of the female anatomy or the way a female represents herself with regard to her sexuality. I'm also a conservative Christian woman who has been known to walk a red carpet or two with her cleavage perfectly pronounced. All mine, by the way. That's not to slight those of you who have paid for them, but these happen to be mine. Compliments of my amazingly beautiful German mother. So, as a conservative woman who is concerned about the double speak of today's pop culture, who are consistently influencing our politics and our children and the way of the country, I find it not only completely implausible, completely, that the left consistently cries foul with regard to white, stale, stodgy Republican men only concerned with the sexuality and the ovaries of all women, while climbing first and then sliding with arms wide open down a strip of pole with legs wide open. I mean, because after all, man spreading is in fact a criminal offense in New York City. What is man spreading? Not the same as mansplaining, but man spreading is when a man who usually has gonads between his legs, unless you're of a different political persuasion, is seated in a public place with his legs. You know how men sit with their legs open a little bit, or maybe they've got one leg on top of their, you know, their one ankle on top of the knee when they're sitting down. Apparently that is rude. And it's not only rude, like all other things from the feelings and thought police, it is criminal. It is criminal behavior for a man to take up more space in a public setting. It also suggests power. You'll notice that you will find women, pop artists such as Rihanna, who have taken a stand with, and you'll notice in more pop culture movies these days that any woman in a position of power is usually sitting with her legs spread. If you ask my 23-year-old G-Zinner what the hell that's all about, she will tell you it is a position and statement of power. It is a statement of equality. But sorry, ladies, men sliding down stripper poles with their vajayjays bedazzled, hanging out for our children to see during a time when women and our boys, children, girls and boys are being trafficked at that exact Super Bowl location in Miami because they are at every Super Bowl. To me, that's just a little over the top with the double speak. I'm sorry, I can't get with it. And I'm an entertainer. I'm all about entertaining in its proper venue. Hey, you want to go to a strip club? You're a grown man. Go for it. I'm not a fan. Not a fan of my man going to one. But that doesn't mean that, you know, to each his own in that regard. I also believe those are hubs for trafficking as well. I don't believe any little girl starts out, in the past at least, no little girl in her right mind starts out saying, "Hey, mommy, I think I want to take my clothes off and let men look into my vagina as they throw money at me and I'm on a stage because that's how I'm going to feel important and pretty." Mm-mm. No, Not one. Never known one until this generation. Because we've made it okay. We have made it about empowerment and worth. Because fundamentally, women inherently do not understand their worth as it relates to their position in creation. That is the sad truth. So I looked at my television in complete awe because I'm seated with my daughter, my mom, and my boyfriend, and we're all looking at the screen like, okay. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. Over the top. Like, it's just, it, like, you know, into the 201st gyration, and having to look at J-Lo's crotch and tush and everything else bent over for me to see, not to mention the apolitical statement that she made with her little girl who has a beautiful, lovely voice, looks just like her. I'm sure she'll be gyrating across stages in a matter of years, and that'll be okay. But how about the kids in cages? Mm-hmm. Kids in cages. How about the coat? It was not the American flag. I mean, listen, people, I'm all about celebrating heritage. I really am. My father was Greek. We celebrated all things Greek in my household, including Greek Independence Day. So I get it. My mother's German right off the boat. I get that too. We celebrate all things German. But I do want to clear something up for the uneducated of my ilk here in the States. We tend to, now some of you might actually intentionally be retweeting the goat meme with Shakira. And Shakira happens to be a little bit more tri-ethnic than bi-ethnic, but she does have Colombian, she does have Latino roots as well as Arab roots, come to find out. And, you know, I've always referred to her as the highest paid belly dancer on the planet. And she is, and she's really good at it. And I've been, you know, hey, for my father's 80th birthday, he loved belly dancers. So I actually grew up around belly dancing. It was priceless to see the faces of the wives of the fellow 80-year-olds who were like, oh my God. But being Greek, it wasn't foreign to us. It really wasn't a matter of, you know, a man ending up in bed with a woman or lusting after her per se. So I know this is a difficult conversation for some of my Southern Baptist, colleagues to hear and to have and to live with an open mind. Not everyone ends up, you know, going home and, opening their spank bank. If you don't know what that is, I'm not going to tell you, but remember on my show, we talk about life, love, and liberty. So we talk about everything. And those banks are part of many men's personal lives, including probably your own or your husband's. So it's probably time that you run along and get educated on what a spank bank is. But I'm not going to say that word again because it's offensive to most of you. And it's actually kind of crude. But since we're dealing with crude things like gyrating vaginas across our Super Bowl screens, for our children to go, that's interesting. Maybe I'll be a stripper like J-Lo when I grow up. Much less a belly dancer. You want to be a belly dancer when you grow up? Okay. Want to spread your legs down a pole? I'm not okay with that. And I have a daughter. So back to Shakira. Shakira, closer to the end of her lip sync performance. She made kind of an interesting sound that you will normally hear women in the Middle East use. And all of you have taken to Twitter, many of you have, with the memes with Shakira on one side of the screen and a goat on the other doing the same tongue movement and sound. And that seems kind of funny, but I don't know if many of you are aware that people refer to things that many people in the Middle East do with goats. It is extremely derogative. I don't know if that's what they do. But I do know that, you know, we've been taken to task as ignorant Caucasian Americans who don't understand what a zakruta is. And a zakruta is basically the call of celebration in dance. It's a noise that women of African as well as Arab nations, it's something that they utilize in their dancing. I know as Greeks, you know, we make all kinds of funny opas and umpas and umpa loompas and yassus and all of that. whenever we're dancing, and we're all about cultural dance. And sorry, like it or not, belly dancing is part of the cultural landscape in the Middle East as well as other cultures. That is something I really don't like to see. I will say this about her microphone, however. If you look closely at her microphone, it doesn't look like any microphone my mouth has ever adorned. So I'll just let you go look for that for yourself. Although I also don't normally lip sync to my performances. And while many of you feel like it was the greatest thing ever and they did a great job and they look amazing, no one can take that away from these ladies. They do look amazing. They work their tails off to stay looking amazing. They're very serious about their craft, and I understand that. But here's the moral of the story. Everything has its time and its place. And on millions of screens across the United States of America, across the globe, for children to be subjected to the likes of that form of entertainment, while also being subjected to the very one-sided and confusing mantras of the left, who are hell-bent on demasculating and emasculating men, castrating men socially as well as personally and politically. I take real exception to that. So on behalf of myself as a woman, I do not adhere to the double speak. And I really hope you guys will take the opportunity to actually have a conversation with your kids and not just leave it as, oh, well, that's just inappropriate. No, your kids understand a lot more than you think they do. So I would say if they're 12 years of age, it's time to have the conversation about the double speak. You cannot hashtag me too. You cannot criminalize man spreading and live the double standard of we're stronger than you, we're sexier than you, we're prettier than you, we can do anything you can do and do it better, we don't need you. And don't sexualize us, by the way. We can sexualize ourselves. Okay, until next time, you can catch me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. For those of you who are still emailing me about where to find the cat turd interview, that is up on my website as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and WSBRadio.com. At my website, you can find it under shows, radio shows, recent show. And again, Cat Turd was awesome. Hope to see you guys out in Vegas. I'll be there the 5th through the 7th. Our event is on the 6th of March, and sure to be a fantastic time for all. Until tomorrow, be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.